Namah Shivaya. Dear listeners of Shaivam.org, the next program is Veda Introductory, presented by Sri Gopalakrishna Narayanan. Thank you. Om Namah Shivaya.
Respected dear family members, my pranams to you. Vedas were composed by the great rishis of India, and Vedas became the foundation of all the Indian knowledge, whether it is connected with the language or connected with the grammar or phonetics or prosody or Vedic astronomy, Vedic mathematics, Vedic chemistry, psychology, sociology, and so on. That is the reason why even today many people, including highly educated people, used to say everything was there in India. Vedas give all the knowledge. One way it is correct, another way it is wrong. Why one way it is correct? As I told you in the last class, Upaveda of Rigveda is Arthashastra. So economics is connected with the Veda. Yajurveda has got the Upaveda, which is Dhanurveda, the science of archery. That is connected with the Veda. The science of music, Gandharva Veda, the science of dance, knowledge of dance, connected with the Samaveda. So music, dance, science of archery, economics, all linked with the Vedas. Ayurveda connected with the Atharva Veda. Stapatya Veda, Vastu, civil engineering connected with Atharva Veda. So like this, if you are going deep into the Vedic knowledge, not merely the Vedic textbook contain the knowledge, but their subsidiary which are linked with the Veda directly also contain these branches of knowledge. Now, many people learn Veda just chanting of Veda, that's all. Just like a upper primary student or a lower primary student or a high school student learns to sing a film song. Learning a film song does not mean that he is thorough in Carnatic music and Saptaswara and all the rules and regulations connected with the Carnatic music. It is not necessary at all. So for an ordinary man, for an ordinary student, for an ordinary fellow who wants to sing a film song, needs to learn that by heart, by just copying from the CDs or cassettes. But suppose somebody has to go deep into the film song, Charanam, Pallavi, Shruti, and all the ragas, talas and other thing, then naturally he will have to go deep into the subject, not merely learning one song, but all the rules behind that song, film song, to be learned. You can see when even the children, when attending the reality show competition, particularly in Surya TV, You can see the students are thorough in the rules of the ragas, talas, pallavi, anupallavi, charanam and so on. So, two type of learnings are there for Vedas. One, learning to chant the Veda. Learning to chant the Veda just like somebody learns to sing a film song. Another one, going deep into the studying process for nearly 1 decade or more than that. 1 decade is needed for learning Vedas by heart with the rules. 10 Shrutis are there. Udattam, elevation. Anudattam, depression. Anunasika. Devanga. Nga comes from nose. Anunasika. Kambam. Apswa. Andarnihi. Tasyugu. Dirga kambam. Abhi. Mamagnya. Avda Srinandi. Devashisham. Somamindra. Ayavadave. Asye dindro madeshwa vishwa vritrani jignade shuro mahajamam gade tarat samandida avati ayayo odram chatamdana sahasra anidadatmahe kambam dirga kambam. All these are coming here. So like this, 10 shrutis are there. Where it comes, when it comes, why it comes, how it comes, and so on are given. Say for example, Abhi plus Imam, Abhimam. Abhi plus Imam, Abhimam. Abhi plus Imam, Abhimam. Abhi plus Imam, Abhimamagnya. So these are all the rules which are very, very important as far as the real Vedic scholarly knowledge is concerned. Real Vedic scholarly knowledge, merely chanting Veda, for which you need not go deep into all these things. Only either read directly based on the marking given in the textbook, or from the guru you learn it. But remember that Veda learning through CDs and cassettes may not give you the correct guidance for the correct chanting, because people may chant it little fast, for which these rules are not stringent. So a student, once he learns the Veda chanting from CD or cassette, then correct Veda chanting learning becomes very difficult. So that is why always it is told you should learn Veda directly from Guru Mukha or from the face of your Guru, because he gives you the rules and regulations for using every letter, every word, every rik, every line and every hyam, every sukta. So remember, in between two letters, half matra is needed. This is one matra. One matra is the duration of the sound of this. And between the words, one matra is needed. Between the letter, half matra. Half matra time, between the words one matra, between the lines two matra, between the riks three matra, between the hymns four matra times are to be incorporated. Then only we will be getting the correct Vedic chanting. Suppose you are changing the time between the letters or between the words, even the meaning will be different. Say for example, Avahanam. What is meant by Avahanam? Bringing the gods from the Tantric way. Suppose instead of I am telling Avahanam, Avahanam, then what will be the meaning? A means that. Vahana means vehicle. So Avahanam. In between A and Va, the time given became 2 matra, the meaning changed. Ashramam, ashramam, it is the hermitage. But suppose you are splitting in between ashramam. A means that, shramam means effort. So ashramam becomes, the hermitage will become that effort. So whenever you are changing the time duration while chanting the Veda mantra from half a matra to 1 matra, from 1 matra to 2 matra, 2 to 3 matra, even the meaning of the Vedic word will be different. That is why it is very specifically told, be careful while learning Veda mantra. Once you have learned in the wrong way, then correcting the Veda mantra becomes difficult. So these are all the conditions put forth for giving the correct message with the correct words composed in the correct letters in the correct way of chanting, for getting the neuro-linguistic effect, psycho-linguistic effect, and the effect of the messages given in that mantra. So all the three are needed when you are chanting the Veda mantra. Psycholinguistic effect, the psychological effect that you are getting when you are understanding the meaning of Veda mantra. Neurolinguistic effect is the music therapeutical effect that you are experiencing when you are chanting the Veda mantra. So when you are chanting the Veda mantra or listening the Veda mantra, the brain waves will become normal. So the brain wave is affected when you are listening the Veda mantra. The heartbeat will become normal. So the heart is influenced by Veda mantra. And the blood pressure will become normal because heartbeat is controlled. The cholesterol level becomes normal. Adrenaline level becomes normal. And your mind becomes normal. Music therapeutical effect. So here stands the science of Veda mantra. This has been proved very well by the Cleveland University professor, Professor T. Temple, Tutler, and nowadays Veda mantras are chanted and made to listen by the patients particularly affected by psychosomatic diseases. Even this you can feel when you are under heavy tension. Put this Veda mantra and sit for about 5 minutes or 10 minutes. The mind will become more and more clear, not because of the spirituality present in that, but because of the musical therapeutical effect. Musical effect. That's what I told in the previous days. New age therapy. Nowadays, many heart patients, cancer patients, and many people, they are all advised by the doctors to listen Veda mantra or excellent music so that mental calm and mental stability and a calming effect of the mind will be available from that, for which mantra therapy is excellent. So learning Veda mantra, variety of methods are available. They are not necessary for the common man, common student. Those who would like to become the real Vedic scholar, those who would like to become the real Vedic student for about 12 to 15 years, they have to study Veda mantra in the most systematic way and customatic way. Remember that there is no English word like customatic way. That customatic word is not there in the dictionary. Then why did I use the word customatic? Because no British people, no American has told anybody else, don't make your own English word. We have got our own freedom to make our own English words. So you have to learn the Veda mantra in a systematic way and a customatic way, because Veda mantra chanting is different from any textbook studying in the world. Very recently in one of the local newspaper, the Christian Good News group of people have given the program, Veda Padanam, that Veda is Bible. Never compare the Bible with the Vedas. Those priests and bishops and Metran, they are cheating Hindus by using the word Veda for Bible or using the word Veda for Quran. Quran and Bible, they are all entirely different literature which can never come nearer to Veda Mantra. Because Veda Mantra is entirely different class of literature. So remember that Veda Mantra chanting, that is Samhita Padam. It is known as Padam or Shiksha. Shiksha means the way in which it should be taught, or Shiksha means the way in which it should be learned. Shikshanam. Shikshanam means learning or teaching. What is Mantra Pada? Mantra Pada or Samhita Pada means Tehanakam Mahimanasa Jandayatra Purve Sadhya Sandideva. This is the Mantra Padam or Samhita Padam. It is the way in which each mantra is to be chanted. You take any mantra. Namaste Rudramanya Bhavudodayushave Namaha. Namaste Astudhanvane Bhakubhyamudade Namaha. Ekachame Tisrashchame Panjajame Saptajama Navajama Ekadashajame Anastoke Tanayevana Ayushimano Koshumano Ashveshudirishaha Vidhan Mano Rudrabhamito Vadirhavishmanto Namasa Videmade. These are all Samhita Pada. This is the way in which Veda Mantra is to be chanted. Now, for a student, he should learn the Padavada also. Padavada means splitting each word from each mantra. Te ha nakam mahimana sajanda yatra purve sadhya sandhi devaha. This is Padavada. Separating the words from the mantra. Say for example Gayatri Mantra. Om Bhuho Bhuvaha Swaha Om Bhuvasvaha Tata Savitra Varenyam Bhargo Devasya Dhimahi Dhiyo Yo Naha Prachodayat. This is Padavadam. Now, this he has to learn. So, Padavadam is separating word by word from the mantra and repeating that. Then, there is a Kramavadam. What is Kramavadam? Say, for example, Teha Ha Nakam Nakam Mahimana Mahimanasa Janda Sajanda Yatra Yatra Purve Purve Sadhya Sadhya.